Hey you! Welcome to a brand new episode of Naija-ish, where we discuss funny, random, and relatable facts about Nigeria. I am your host Priska, and I have a whole lot planned for you for today. Hey y'all, I'm so happy you are here because today's topic is a very interesting one. I'm going to be talking about catcalling, and I know it is not exactly a happy topic. It is not a happy topic actually, but it is going to be interesting because I have a lot of stories to tell. In case you don't know what catcalling is, in simple Nigerian terms, it is when a lady is passing by and guys are like, it's Fine, sister, or like we are dogs. Mm-hmm. So that's what catcalling is. I'm sure you get it now. For me, it's one of the worst things ever. I absolutely hate it. And sadly, it has happened to me a lot of times. I even wrote a story about it one time on my Instagram. And okay, that reminds me, on my last episode, apparently I didn't exactly say my social media handles, so to clear things out, I am Anime Kepriska on Instagram. Why is that always hard for me to say? On Instagram, yeah, and on Twitter, A-N-I-E-M-E-K-E Priska together on Instagram and Twitter. So you can check out my story, Desha, on catcalling. That's on Instagram. Okay, now to get to the main gist of the day, I'll share with you some of my experiences with catcalling. Doesn't make sense. Some of my catcalling experiences or the times I've been catcalled. I don't know. It has happened to me a lot of times, but there are some I can never forget. And like I've said before, I absolutely hate it. To begin with, okay, my first ever experience, or should I say the first experience that I can remember. I don't know how old I was, but I know I was young enough to like run to my mom to shout at people that were calling me. So this is what happened. I went to buy something. I was on the road, and the funny part is those guys, I know them. They are from my street too. So them to have respect and just go on their own. They were calling me, and I was very angry. So I started walking very fast. So I was in front of them. We have a shop in front of our house. So I thought my mom was going to be in the shop. So I wanted to walk very fast and tell her that, mom, these people are following me, these people are calling me, so that she would come out and probably arrest them or something. So I walked very fast, and when I got to our shop, she was not there. I was so, so angry because, mom, when I need you, you're not here. So I got my gifts, and, you know, as a very confident girl that I am, I turned and I abused them. I remember I abused them. I cannot remember what I said though, but I abused them, and I quickly opened my gate and I entered and I locked it. And I told my mommy, and she was so happy. She was like, yes, that's my girl. Okay, so that's one. I really can't remember how they were calling me or anything, but that's what I remember. Then there's this other one, kind of like last year or so. So I'm a member of the choir. I don't know if I've said this before, but yeah, I have a very melodious voice in case you don't know. So I'm a member of the choir, and sometimes we finish practice very late, and so I'll come back home like after 7, no, like to 8 sometimes, yeah. So I was coming back home that night. I think rain fell, so the road was kind of very, you know, in Nigeria, very floody. Is that a word? Like, there was water on the road, sha. So there was this guy that was looking in front of me. I just knew, and that's the thing, you always know when these people are going to talk to you. I just knew that this guy was going to talk to me. My own was, brother, let's cross water together and go our separate ways. Just leave me, let me be. And so, sorry, we crossed the water, sha, passed me. Instead of Oga to be going his way, started calling me, sister, what's your name? Sister, what's your name? Sister. And it was at night, so obviously I would be scared. Didn't the brother have enough sense to just go his way? So I don't know what I can't remember very well, but I think I lied about my name or something. And when he kept asking me, I just left and started working very fast. And I thought this guy was following me, so I stopped at this woman's shop on our street and told her that, "Ma, there's this guy following me. Please, if he passes your shop, can I call for help or something?" Because after her shop, the road is kind of very, like, after her shop on the street, the road is kind of very lonely. Yeah. But there's no other shop again till I get to my house. So I was like, "Ma, please, if this guy passes your shop, will help me and something." So she was like, "Okay." And she did not. And the guy did not pass, yeah. To his own benefit, I mean, for his, let me just continue. Let me just send you. Okay, next up, my next story is, okay, this one happened during this lockdown safe. So I was supposed to go and buy a card. It was on a Sunday because I knew that our shops were closed. It was on a Sunday and I wanted to buy a card. And on that card, I've been postponing buying it. I do not know why it was that time I decided to leave and buy it, that those guys decided to be outside. I just saw them. I just knew that they were going to stop me. And that's the thing. We always know, right? I'm sure girls will agree with me. When you see some guys, just know that this one is going to stop me. And you just be angry in advance. So, I just started walking my own JJ. I even greeted them. That's another thing I do. If I feel like these guys, like if I'm really, really scared of guys, I might greet you. Just for people that are good girl, please just leave me. So I think I greeted them and they were like, "Okay, good afternoon. Hi. Good afternoon. Can't you just let me pass?" I should have passed. When I was coming back the next day, so that was like the biggest fuck up. And one now stood up, and the thing is, they were drinking something that is not soft drink. So they were drinking something, and one now came and was like, "What's your name?" And okay, let me just tell you guys this top secret. Whenever guys ask me about my name and I don't want to tell them my real name, I lie about my name. And the name I always use is Favor. So that's my pretend name. So if I've ever told you my name is Favor before, I'm sorry. So I told them that my name was Favor. My name is Favor. And he asked me if that was my house. Like the house I came out from, which was my house. And I said that was not my house. I lied that was not my house. Because before they come now in the night, I don't know. So I entered and the gate was open because I left it open when I went to my card. But I knocked because I knew that my brother was going to come and open the gate. So I knocked for him to come. And when he came, I just told him to come outside so that the guys knew that a boy like this is doing this house. So in case of anything, just so that somebody can beat you. Oh God, so that's the point. These things make us scared. They make us scared. They make us very conscious. So you guys might think it's just play, like, maybe in a day now, a guy can catcall 5 different girls and he won't remember. But each of those girls remember and will think about that thing for like a very long time. So me, I don't think it is, how would I put it? It doesn't make me feel pretty. It doesn't make me feel nice when people are like, it makes me feel bad. The worst one is even when guys are like, smile now. That thing has happened to me like twice. Like there was this one guy was just getting off from a bike and he just saw me and was like, "Smile now, sister, Okay, is it your business? Is it your frown? If I want to frown, can't I frown in peace?" Well, let's get to the next one, Jerry. There's this man, like, in my area, kind of, who always has entanglements with young girls. I hate him. That's like the summary of everything. I hate him. And he's always looking at me with one kind of eye sometimes, and I'll just look at him. Even now, I started greeting him just because I'm a good girl again. I don't used to greet him before because it's so annoying. But I started greeting him, and there was this day I greeted him, and a guy called me that I should come, and I was like, I should have went. And he was now asking me, "Am I was up? Am I was up? Which one is was up?" So even if I'm on was up, in quotes, what is he supposed to do about it? Like, I don't even understand. Some people, so men, and this man has children. His first child is almost my age. Please, what are you using my number for? You ask me if I'm on WhatsApp. Come on, you are like my dad's mate. I don't know. That's just it. I don't really care about that one. Okay, this one is the major. But this one pay me pass. Let me just use this. So it was in school. Me and my friend went for this festival. Was it festival? What do you call it? Carnival. It was a night star, and we're just there. It was kind of dry because we really did not know a lot of people there. And this, I just saw this fine boy coming. If you see, I'm already happy. Okay, let me just drop something. I love fine boys. So this fine boy was coming, and I was really happy. He actually was coming to talk to me, and he came, and I was glad that my night was not wasted. At least I got something good out of the night. And he now told me that somebody was calling me. Total fuck up. I was like, so this boy, as fine as you are a messenger. Somebody now asked you to call me. Now, if he had said somebody like Richard, you know, Philip, Frederick, you know, one sweet name, or even that your own was calling me, I would say, okay, well, let me even go and see what the person is. No, or I would say something like, he should come by himself, something. You now called me kind of name. I cannot remember the name. Let me just say, Baba G. It sounded like a cult leader's name, Baba G or something, that is calling me. I don't know. What do you want me to do? Like, as Baba G is calling me, I felt so bad. I felt so, what's that word now? I felt so underrated. Like, what? I hate that thing. Please don't ever do it. Don't do it to any girl. And it turned out that it's not even as if the Baba J was even one better person. He was like this very big mannish boy. And I don't know how that fine boy is now, like his errand boy. So what pained me was that a fine boy came to meet me, that a mannish boy was calling me. So I think, like, I don't know if I would say that's cast calling, but I just had to say that here because that one pained me the most. So, like, that's all that I have on this list. Those are the stories I have to tell. But what I want to say is that we don't like these things. And I know I'm speaking on behalf of a lot of girls. You looking at us like we are wearing rags, or you calling us like we are dogs, is bad. What I mean by you looking at us like we're wearing rags, some people will not call you, but the way they will look at you is even worse than them calling you. Like, you look at me, oh, when I come in, when I pass, come on, why? Did I drop from the sky? I hate that. See, it's not like I don't like when guys look at me, oh, like, but just look and come with your eyes. That one is better. Or like when if fine boys look at me, I don't mind because I will look at you too. Mutual looking, we are both looking at each other. No problem. But no way you're looking at me like, I don't know, it makes me feel so conscious. And this reminds me of this Twitter post I saw where a girl was asked other girls that if there were no men in the world, if there were no guys, what do you think would be different? And in the comment section, I saw a lot of things I could relate to. Girls were like, they would wear whatever they want to, they'll be able to work at night freely. And this, I feel like a world like that can be possible if men would like try to mind their business sometimes. Like, don't call us, don't do a sister, don't look at us like we are wearing trash even when we are not. Don't do that kind of thing. You know what I mean? So what we are trying to say in essence is,
men, you are very wicked. I hate you, men. Don't come to my any man. I come to my way, I'm going to kill my gun.
Please, don't mind me. Please. That's what I'm trying to say. Like I said before, I like fine boys. So please, I'm not going to shoot anybody. I just have to play that because I really, really like that. It made me laugh. So that's all I have for today. So catcalling is a no. Guys, please do not do it. And tell me what you feel about this topic. If you feel like I was being too judgmental, or I was talking only on behalf of the ladies, I know every guy does it or anything like that, tell me. I want to hear your opinions. And who knows, I might even make a sequel episode where I'll talk about it from the guy's perspective. But I won't if you guys don't drop your opinion. So endeavor to reach out to me and tell me. I've said my Instagram handle already, and if you can get to me personally, I don't mind. So thank you for listening to this again. And I have a lot of topics to talk about though, but this one, I just felt I needed to release this today. So thank you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Catch me next time. And don't forget to tell a friend to listen. I know this is long, but enjoy. Bye.